This is a program of the United States Treasury. The Treasury Star Parade presents America's newest song stylist, Joan Brooks, in a program of popular American music with David Brookman and his orchestra. The third war loan drive is on now, this month of September, to pay for invasion, to get the money to keep our fighting machine going. Every patriotic American is asked to buy at least one extra $100 bond during this drive. It doesn't matter how many bonds you've bought in the past or how much money you're putting into bonds through your payroll saving plan now. This extra $100 bond is something all of us, every single one of us, must buy this month. Back the attack with war bonds.
If you were the only boy in the world, and I were the only girl, nothing else would matter in the world today. We would go on loving in the same old way.
The voice of America's newest singing star, Joan Brooks, adds a bright luster to our Treasury Star Parade. From a famous musical comedy of many years ago, Miss Brooks chooses a song that was a nationwide hit as she sings her own special interpretation of the question, why?
Why is there a rainbow in my sky? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. I wonder why am I so happy I could cry? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. What makes my heart beat ever so fast? Am I at last in love? Does heaven seem to be nearby? Why? 'Cause I found you, that's why. Why is there a rainbow in my sky? 'Cause I found you, that's why. Why am I so happy I could cry? 'Cause I found you, that's why. What makes my heart beat ever so fast? Am I in love? Why does heaven seem to be nearby? I found you, that's why.
Some of the best of our popular songs are first heard in the musical motion pictures, which Hollywood turns out with such lavish hand. Here's one from Bing Crosby's newest picture, Dixie. Joan Brooks sings, If You Please.
Did I see moonlight and magnolia trees? Smile again, my darling, if you please. Did I hear music on a warm spring? Again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then. If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again. When you are near me, I can dream with I'm yours, my darling, if you please. Smile again, my darling, if you please. Again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then? If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again.
Doesn't it make you feel proud when you read your newspaper or listen to the radio and hear about what our boys are doing? About the countries they are invading for the sake of preserving freedom? But the cost is so great. Part of it must be paid with human life. And that means deep and lasting hurt for many and many an American family. Part of the cost must be paid in cash this month. And that's going to hurt too, because everybody has got to buy at least one extra $100 bond this month.
And it's going to hurt because it's going to take more than spare cash this time. More than just money that might have gone for fun. It's going to take money you have tucked away. It's going to take part of the money you've been living on. Money that might have meant extra shoes or clothes or food. Money that might have gone for anything that you can get along without. Sure, it will be tough to dig up that extra $100 this month. But we've got to do it, and we will. Partly because of the look that would come over the faces of our fighting men if we should fail. Partly because there's no finer, safer investment in the world than United States government bonds. But mostly we'll do it because America is right smack in the middle of the biggest, deadliest war in history. And we're Americans. So back the attack with war bonds. David Brookman has taken a famous composition for violin, the Kreutzer Etude, and arranged the melody for full orchestra. He calls it Violins a la Carte. Thank you. Singing star Joan Brooks now selects one of the country's newest songs to tell us definitely there's no two ways about love.
I may not be so very smart as far as books are concerned. Where I leave off, most people start. But there's one thing I've just learned. There's no two ways about love. It's true what they say about love. Come what may, it's just that way. There's no two ways about love. When fate appears on the scene, there's no betwixt and between. There's no doubt you're in or out. There's no two ways about love. It comes right out of the blue like a cyclone. It sweeps you right off your feet. Don't try to cut any corners. You're heaven bound on a one-way street. The schemes that you've been dreaming of fit into your world like a glove. Once you're hooked, your goose is cooked. There's no two ways about love. There's no two ways about love.
Do you know how much our war of invasion is costing us? More than $10 million an hour. That's why the third war loan drive is on. That's why you and you and you must buy at least one extra $100 bond this month. Maybe the money to pay for it will come from your idle cash. Maybe it will come from money you've saved. Maybe you'll have to sacrifice something you think you need. But buy that bond for yourself, for your country, for the men who are fighting to keep it your country. Back the attack with war bonds. At least one extra $100 bond now. The United States Treasury Department thanks Joan Brooks for her appearance on this program, also this station for the use of its facilities. Special material was written by Thelma Ritter and Joseph Moran. Music was arranged and conducted by David Brookman. This especially transcribed program was produced by Henry P. Hayward. This is James Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.